The 20th annual Southwest Indian Art Fair is this weekend. The Tucson event features Native American art, demonstrations of pottery and weaving, and music and dance performances. This year's fair has more than 200 artists and more than a dozen different performances. Darlene Lizarraga is with the Arizona State Museum, which organizes the art fair. We asked her to give us a little history of the event and to preview what attendees can expect this year.
Well, back in 1993, that year the museum was celebrating its centennial, having been established in 1893. And as part of that year's celebrations, the museum's collections division came up with the idea to have a pottery fair on the front lawn. And so I'm told that that event had about 75 artists from around the region, including many of the major pottery-producing cultures from New Mexico. And since then, the event has grown and evolved into what we now call the Southwest Indian Art Fair, and includes more than 200 artists, and includes not just pottery, but all manner of Southwest Native arts.
Now, there are a number of Native American art fairs, especially in the Southwest. How does this one rate overall in terms of size?
I would say if you compare it to those larger events, the Heard Museum, Santa Fe Indian Market, we're considerably smaller, but we enjoy that. We celebrate specifically the Native cultures of the Southwest, whereas those other events, which are wonderful, include artists and cultures from outside the Southwest.
This is the 20th year of the Southwest Indian Art Fair. What's different this year versus previous years?
This year, we're very proud to have Grammy-nominated artists Carlos Nakai and Will Klipman.
Now, is the aim of the Southwest Indian Art Fair just to connect sellers and buyers of Native American art? With all the performances and demonstrations, is it just as much about exposing people to Native cultures?
Yes. It's not just music, but there are also dance performances and demonstrations. For instance, we have a Navajo weaving demonstration tent, and we have Barbara Ornelas, who is a master Navajo weaver. She will have five generations of her family demonstrating. They will all be demonstrating different aspects of Navajo weaving and, of course, talking about the importance of that, of weaving to the Navajo people, the history, and what it means not only to her family, but to her people as a whole. We are struck time and again every year at the comments that we get from not only the artists, but from the participants about how they appreciate the ability of the art fair to help break down barriers through conversation, through art, through food, through dance, through music, and to encourage conversation and therefore encouraging cultural understanding.
Tell me about this year's featured artist. I read somewhere that he can actually see a finished piece in his mind's eye before he even starts to work on it.
Well, Jerry Koitskova is just wonderful. He is from the Hopi culture. He is a katsina carver, but he also works in other media as well. And I remember back in 2010 chatting with him. He was explaining to me that he was sort of branching out and carving in other media. And he had expressed this idea that when he sees a piece, whether it's cottonwood root or a piece of marble or alabaster, he knows exactly what's going to come out of that. And I said, that sounds to me exactly like Michelangelo. That's exactly how he had expressed his ability to see in a piece of stone exactly what was there. And it was his job just to pull that out, to facilitate the pulling out of that object. And so that's exactly Jerry's philosophy. That's how he works. And we're just so proud to have him as our featured artist this year.
That's Darlene Lizarraga with the Arizona State Museum, which is hosting the 20th annual Southwest Indian Art Fair this weekend.